behind me here. Inbounds pass comes to Trent Vector. Trent the junior, 6'3", across the timeline. Gives it up left side to Bykirk. Bykirk on the dribble. Bykirk stops at the top of the circle. Gives it up right side to Nyholt. Now at the top is Jolman. Jolman puts it on the floor. Vector has it now on the right side. Vector drives to the baseline. Can't get the shot away against Burroughs. Back outside is Jolman. Now Wilkes spins in the lane. Gets rid of it to Vector. Back to Wilkes. Wilkes will try a three. Right side. No good. Rebound Sharon for the Ducks. Ahead to Hesch. Sam Hesch, the starting point guard, the all-time assist leader in Zealand West history. Here's Burroughs slashing toward the basket. We get contact, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Burroughs. As Austin Biker got knocked to the deck. We played a minute and a half, 2-0 Unity. Scott Stoltzma carrying his familiar blue towel with him along the sideline. Vector brings it up for the Crusaders, gets a screen from Jolman at the top. Jolman gets the feed now, drives the right side toward the layup, puts up an 8-foot runner, no good, tip no good, rebound batted around, and Van Dort clears it. Jordan Van Dort ahead to Sam Hesch. Ducks have it, trailing 2-0. Hesch will leave it outside for Dreyer. Dreyer picked up by Wilkes, back outside to Hesch. Unity in a man-to-man, that's what Scott Stoltzma always plays. Hesch over to Dreyer. Dreyer will put up a three. Left corner, in and out, no good. Wilkes with the rebound. Back comes Unity. Michael Wilkes will bring it up. Wilkes working on Dreyer, leaves it outside for Vector. Trent Vector, bounce pass in the lane. He tried to thread the needle to Wilkes, but the Ducks were there to intercept. Here's Dreyer with it front court. And Dreyer traveled as he was trying to put the ball on the deck. Did a little shake and bake move and took that extra step. 5:39 to go, first period, 2-0 Unity. This is Class B district action on 92.7 The Van. The winner to play Highland Christian. Wilkes has it down low for Jolman. Jolman left of the lane. Jolman works on Burroughs. Over to the cutter, Vector. Vector had a shot blocked by Hesch. Hesch long pass ahead to Van Dort. And George's going to wait for help. Van Dort to Dreyer. Dreyer right of the lane, double team. Gets rid of it to Sharon. Nick, three ball, no good. Long rebound, comes right back to Sharon. Now Hesch drives on the baseline. Hesch to the cutter, Dreyer, and Dreyer's fouled. Dreyer cut down the lane, got the feed from Hesch. Trevor Nyholt got the personal, his first. Luke Dreyer will shoot two for the Ducks. Luke, the 6'2" senior, a three-year varsity player. First one for Dreyer, in and out, no good. Nick DeVries, a 6'1" senior, checks in, and Nyholt will sit. One more for Luke. Dreyer flips the ball in his hands, fires, got it. 2-1 Unity. 5 minutes to go in the first. Trent Vector comes front court for Unity. Gives it up to DeVries. Nick DeVries, right foul line extended against Sharon. Over to Bykirk. Now to Wilkes. Michael puts it on the floor. Right side, drives to the basket. Has the ball knocked away by Van Dort. Wilkes gets it back to him. Put back, shot blocked by Van Dort. And Luke Dreyer comes the other way. Dreyer ahead to Sharon, who will leave it for Burroughs. Burroughs will drive the lane. Burroughs with a nice feed to Van Dort. Jordan's got a layup. Burroughs broke down the defense with his penetration and dished off to the big fella, and Jordan has a bucket. Ducks 3, Crusaders 2. Vector has the top of the circle for Unity. Over to Bykirk. Now to Wilkes. Wilkes down low to Vector. Vector right of the lane. Leaves it for Jolman. Jolman to Wilkes at the top. Wilkes gets the screen. Can't pull the trigger on the three. Now to DeVries. Here's Jolman. 15-footer. Got it. Over Van Dort. Alec Jolman gives Unity the lead back. 4-3. 3:55 to go in the first. Hesch raises his fist as he comes across the timeline. Hesch over to Dreyer. Dreyer on the left side. Wants Van Dort. Will put up a 12-footer. Missed badly. And the rebound to Bykirk. Back on the Crusaders. Vector in the front court gets a screen from Joelman. Vector with a 12-footer right side. No good. And Dreyer skies for the rebound. Here come the Ducks. Dreyer ahead to Burrows. Burrows to Hesch. Sam right corner. Hesch will dribble out to the right wing. Cross court to Dreyer. Dreyer left corner will go baseline. And we get a whistle and a foul. That'll be on Nick DeVries, his first. Zach Papama, a 6'2 senior. Trevor Raby, a 6'5 junior. And Travis Achterhoff, a 6'5 junior. All in for the Ducks. Achterhoff, a very good three-point shooter. Matt Veld here, a 5'11 junior in for Unity. Hesh to inbound, slaps the basketball at the stage end. Ball tipped away by Wilkes. Wilkes has a steal. Wilkes breaks it on the right side to the hole, and he's got a layup. Michael Wilkes, beautiful timing there. Stole the inbounds and took it coast to coast. 6-3 Unity. Papama has the front court, bumped by Joelman. Sends it way back outside to Sam Hesch. Hesch on the dribble between the circles. Joelman, or Raby, comes to set a screen. Here's Achterhoff. He'll try a three, right side, off the front, no good. Rebound battle four, and Raby chases it down. Ducks will reset. Papama has it on the right side, drives around Joelman, and Papama got knocked to the deck by DeVries, and he'll go to the line. Papama put a nice move on Joelman, and then got DeVries up in the air and came down on top of him. And free throw is good by Papama, and they gave the foul to Michael Wilkes, and Scott Sozma and the Unity fans are saying, hey, they gave the foul to the wrong guy, and they do correct it. They did get the call right. That was indeed on number five. That is DeVries, and that's his second. Papama with one more. Missed it. Joelman with the rebound, 6-4 Unity, 2:36 to go, first period. With it in the front court is Trent Vector. Achterhoff picks him up. Wilkes has the top of the circle, Hesch is on him. Wilkes spins in the lane. Over to Vector. Vector on the left side, works on Dreyer. Now to Wilkes between the rings. Joelman comes to set a screen for Michael. Wilkes kicks it out to DeVries, left side. Now back at the top to Veld here for a three. Got it! Matt Veld here triples from the top. And we get a foul, apparently, after the basket. Trevor Raby was called for a foul for Zeeland West underneath. So Unity's going to get the ball back after hitting the three. 9-4 Crusaders, and they got the basketball. Inbounds pass comes to Veldher. Veldher with a turnaround jumper. No good off the back. And the rebound to Raby. Unity up by five. Ducks with the basketball. Here's Hesch driving left side, and Michael Wilkes bumped him. That's going to be his first foul. .158 to go, first quarter. 9-4. Unity with the lead. Inbounds comes to Luke Dreyer. Now in the corner to Sam Hesch. Hesch will dribble it out. Bounce pass down low to Raby. Raby around Nihil. Puts it up. Too strong. Rebound battle four. And Veldher corrals it for the Crusaders. Ahead to Wilkes. Wilkes into the front court. Wilkes gives it up to Vector. Vector on the left side. He's matched up against Papama. Cross court over to Wilkes. Wilkes shakes and bakes. Goes baseline. Step back. 12-footer. No good. Rebound battle four, and we get a foul, and that's going to be on Papama as he was battling with Vector underneath. Ben Brinks, a 6'7 senior, will check in for Unity. Unity has five players 6'5 or taller on their roster. Kind of unusual to see a high school team with that many players of that much height. Inbounds comes to Wilkes. Wilkes down low for Dial, can't handle the pass, but DeVries recovers it. DeVries will try a three from the top, left it short. Brinks has the offensive rebound. Underneath, Nihil had a shot blocked, but there for the putback. Michael Wilkes there for the putback. 11-4 Unity, just over a minute to play in the first. Akhterhoff has it right side. Over to Dreyer on the left. Dreyer will dribble back out toward the top of the circle, directing traffic. Dreyer tries to penetrate. Down the lane, to the hole, puts it up and in. Dreyer drove right around Trevor Nyholt. He had the quickness advantage. 11-6, Unity, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Nick DeVries in the front court for the Crusaders gives it up to Veldheer. Veldheer dribbling right to left around the perimeter. Over to Veldheer. Veldheer, a three, no good. Long rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll be Ducks basketball. 31 seconds to go. Van Dort will check out. Raby will Van Dort will check in, and Raby will come out. Burrows in for Akhterhoff. Vector will come in for Wilkes for this final possession of the quarter. 31 seconds to go. Sam Hesch walks it slowly into the front court for Zeeland West. Down to 22 seconds. Bounce pass intended for Sharon. Got away from him. Hesch's pass was a little far in front of Nick Sharon, and the turnover gives it back to Unity. And Michael Wilkes comes back in the ballgame. He'll replace Brinks. And Dakota Vandegooch, a 6-foot senior, will come in for this final possession. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Unity with the ball up by 5. Vector just past half court. Vector in the front court, down to 8. Vector drives right side. In the corner, here's a 3 on the way by Veldheer. No good. Van Dort with the rebound. 2 seconds left. 1 second, Van Dort to Sharon. Sharon with a court from shot from just beyond half court. Hits the back of the rim and bounds away. 1 quarter in the book. It has been all Crusaders so far. It is Unity Christian 11, Zeeland West 6. Let's take a 60. You're listening to high school basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Any time of year, Taylor Rental always makes it easy to find a gift for someone you love or even for yourself that'll get you ready for any season. Taylor Rental has teamed up with Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment with timely incentives for giving and receiving. When you purchase selected Husqvarna chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, trimmers, and other equipment, you can reward yourself for finding a great gift at Taylor Rental because Husqvarna has some special incentives right now. Visit your local Husqvarna dealer for details. And don't let the snow get you down. Taylor Rental has Husqvarna single and dual stage snow throwers that are ready to rip into winter's worst. Husqvarna chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, and snow throwers have been trusted for generations. Go to TaylorRental.com or stop in. They're on Waverly Road between Chicago Drive and 8th Street. Husqvarna and Taylor Rental. Let them do the work and you can take the credit.
Second period action underway here at the Civic Center. Zeeland West with the basketball. They are down by 5. Nick Sharon has it right side for the Ducks. Over to Brent Burrows. Brent will try his first 3 of the night. It's no good. Rimmed out and the rebound to Trevor Nyholt. Here comes Unity. They've led all the way. Actually, the Ducks did have one lead. Vector has it. Bounce pass to Nyholt right of the lane. Trevor Nyholt over to Vandegooch. Now Michael Wilkes with it, right side. Nyholt sets the screen for Wilkes. Wilkes to the baseline, cut off. Outside Nyholt, 12-footer off the back, no good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds. It will stay Unity basketball. Crusaders will inbound, baseline left. Vandegooch will inbound it. Vandegooch gets it into Vector. Vector right away, puts about 8-footer off the glass. No good. Rebound Nyholt. And Nyholt stepped on the baseline. Scott Solzman was not happy with the way his team set up offensively. Whatever that set was, that was not the set that Coach Solzman wanted. And he's making his displeasure known to his team. Luke Dreyer has it just past half court for the Ducks. Gives it up to Hesch. Sam between the circles, directing traffic. Van Dort comes to the top of the circle to set a screen. Hesch to Dreyer. Dreyer right foul line extended. Pass over the top to Van Dort. Jordan to the hole, puts it up, no good. And the rebound to Vector. Here come the Crusaders. One and out right now for the Ducks. Vector nearly loses his foot. He gets rid of it to Jolman. Now to Wilkes. Wilkes travel with it. Couldn't decide whether to shoot the three or shoot or put it on the floor. And he got caught in between there. Austin Beichert back in for Unity. Van de Gooch will sit. Inbounds pass comes to Sam Hash. 6:45 to go, first half, 11-6, Unity. Hash to Luke Dreyer. Van Dort comes to set a screen for Luke. Luke can't get the foul line jumper away. Now Hash has it. Hash right of the free throw line. Now to Nick Sharon, now to Dreyer. Luke left corner, wants Van Dort. Nyholt is fronting Van Dort down low, but Jordan gets the feed and puts it up and in. They usually have a guy fronting Van Dort and a guy back of him, but Van Dort found an opening and he put it in. 11-8 Unity. Nyholt has the front court, leaves it outside for Beichert. Beichert over to Vector. Vector left side, down low for Wilkes. The ball goes through his hands, but it was tipped out of bounds by Brent Burrows. Matt Veld here will come in for Trevor Nyholt for the Crusaders. Unity will inbound it, baseline left. Vector will slap the basketball, gets it into Jolman, left baseline. Jolman to the cutting Michael Wilkes. Wilkes to the hole, puts it up, no good. And Sam Hash has the rebound, and Sam will dribble it up. Hash into the front court, dishes off left side. Nick Sharon, three ball, left corner, it's an air ball. And it goes off of Burroughs out of bounds. Nick Sharon had an open look, and normally when he's left open, he makes the opposition pay, but not that time. Bringing it up is Vector. Ducks looking for their first three of the ball game. Of course, they have been hot this season. Here's Michael Wilkes, left side, eight-footer is good, and Luke Dreyer says, wait a minute, 22 and White elbowed me. 13-8 Unity. Here's Hash dishing to Van Dort, and we got a whistle underneath. That's going to be an Austin Beichert of Unity. He was fronting Van Dort down low. Five team fouls on the Crusaders, three on the Ducks. Inbounds to Van Dort, and Jordan will score. Oh, he missed. Van Dort was open, but he missed it off the window. It was a little too hard off the glass, and back comes Unity the other way. Here's Wilkes at the top of the circle. Over to DeVries. Now Austin Beichert with it. Beichert drives around. Burroughs to the basket, puts it up. Off the glass, no good. Dreyer with the rebound. Ducks on the run. Here's Dreyer, and Burroughs breaks in on the left side, and he goes in for an uncontested layup. A rare fast break opportunity for the Ducks, and Burroughs capitalizes. 13-10 Unity. 4:50 to go in the half. Jolman with it. Cross court to DeVries on the left side. Down low for Beichert. Beichert with a five-footer. It's good. Austin Beichert his second basket. Crusaders 15, the Ducks 10. 4:30 to play in the half. Hash with it right side. Van Dort comes to set a screen, but they take away the roll. Here's Hash for three. No good. Long rebound will go out of bounds into the Unity bench. And it'll be Crusader basketball. DeVries back in for Unity. And Casey Brinks, a 6-foot sophomore, just called up from the junior varsity. He was the quarterback on the Ducks state champion football team last fall. Bringing it up is DeVries for the Crusaders. They lead by five. Here's Tuberg into DeVries. DeVries wide open underneath. DeVries got open around a pick on the baseline and put it in. It's a 7-point Unity Christian lead, 17-10, midway through the second period. Dreyer on the dribble. Down low to Van Dort, and Van Dort puts it up and in. Somehow Jordan got loose underneath. A rare defensive lap by Unity. 17-12 Crusaders. DeVries gives it up to Jolman at the top of the circle. Jolman over to Veld here, right side. Velder puts it on the floor against Sharon. Now to Wilkes. Michael with a three left side. No good off the front. And the rebound to Sharon. Ahead to Brent Burroughs. Now to Brinks. Brinks the sophomore. Let's see how he does. Brinks gives it up to Dreyer. Dreyer wants Van Dort. And Dolman, who's fronting Jordan, tips it away out of bounds. Well, right now, Unity is putting a white and silver blanket on Jordan Van Dorn. Ben Brinks back in for the Crusaders. You got one big guy in the front, one big guy in the back. Van Dorn gets the inbounds. He'll hand it off to Dreyer, and Luke will put up a three out of the corner. No good. And the rebound to Bikert. Ducks have been cold from deep early. Michael Wilkes with it in front court for Unity. Gets a screen from Jolman. Over to DeVries. Now to Jolman at the top. Brinks has it right side against Dreyer. Brinks to Wilkes. Wilkes being guarded closely by Brinks. Wilkes on the outside. Gets rid of it to Nick DeVries. Ben Brinks has it right side. Dribbles toward his left now. And we get a whistle. And Casey Brinks is going to get called for a reach-in. His first 14 foul on the Ducks. Sam Heschel come in for Zealand West for Brinks. Trevor Nyholt is back in the ball game actually for Unity. I was going to say Vandegooch. I got my twos and threes mixed up. Inbounds to Bikert. Bikert will put a three up out of the corner, and he nails it. Austin Bikert with seven, and it's an 8-point Unity Christian lead. 20-12 Crusaders, 2:25 to go in the half. Dreyer has it front court for the Ducks. Drives to the baseline. Underneath, puts it up and in. That's five for Luke, and you hear the Quack Packs chant, Luke. 20-14, Crusaders with the lead. Here's DeVries driving toward the baseline. Underneath the Brinks. Brinks puts it up over Van Dorn, and he scores. Brinks used his left hand that time, shielded himself with his right to prevent Van Dorn from blocking the shot. 22-14 Crusaders. Here's Dreyer for a three, and he got it. The Ducks with their first triple of the night. It's a three by Dreyer with 1:49 to go in the half. 22-17 Unity. DeVries in the front court. Over to Brinks. Brinks drives to the hole. Puts it up. No good. That's Bikert actually, and he's fouled. The foul will go on Travis Achterhoff, who just checked in the ball game for the Ducks. So a two-shot opportunity for Austin Bikert, the 6'7 junior. First free throw, no good. Raby will come in for the Ducks, along with Zach Papama. Trent Vector comes back in for Unity. Alex Jolman waits at the scores table to check in for Bikert if Austin can hit his second. Bikert makes the second. He'll exit with eight. 23-17 Unity Christian. 1:35 to go, first half. Hesch in the front court to Dreyer. Van Dort sets the screen for Luke. Screen and roll, but the pass goes through Van Dort's hands out of bounds. They try to pick and roll, and Van Dort was open momentarily, but could not handle the pass. Trent Vector walks slowly up court for the Crusaders. Ahead to Michael Wilkes. 1:15 to go in the first half. Unity with the ball up by six. Dreyer knocks the ball out of Wilkes' hands out of bounds, and the Crusaders will keep it. Wilkes to inbound it, gets it into Vector. Hash comes to meet Vector between the circles. Vector over to Brinks on the right baseline. Brinks being guarded closely by Raby. Back outside Trevor Nyholt. Now to Michael Wilkes. Wilkes wants Jolman, can't get it to him. Back outside to Vector. Dreyer jumps out on him. Jolman has it left of the lane. Jolman double, turns out to Nyholt for a 15-footer. No good. Tipped by Jolman, no good. Jolman gets another opportunity. Put back off the window, it's good. The Crusaders crashing the offensive glass. And they have a 25-17 lead. 34 seconds to go in the half. Dreyer with it left side for the Ducks to Hesch. Hesch back to Dreyer. Dreyer will drive to the baseline. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. The Unity fans say it went off Dreyer last, but the official says it went off White. Ducks maintain possession. 26 seconds left. Inbounds comes to Nick Sharon, to Sam Hesch. Now to Dreyer. Dreyer at the top. He'll put up a three. No good. And Wilkes skies for the rebound. Down to 15 seconds. Scott Soulsma holds up one finger. He wants one shot to close the half out. Wilkes has it down to 8. Wilkes puts a move on Dreyer, down to 5. Wilkes in the lane, over to Vector. Vector, foul line jumper, rattles in and out, no good. Put back by Wilkes, no good. It's all zeros on the clock, but the official said the buzzer has not gone off yet. It says all zeros, so we're going to have two free throws for Michael Wilkes with less than a second left in the half.
Michael Wilkes
and I'm looking down on at the score clock. Richard Nagelkirk is working the clock, and his timer says 9/10 of a second left. First free throw for Wilkes is good. That's 7 for Michael. He can give Unity a double-digit lead going into the locker room. Second one on the way. Got it. Inbounds comes to Hesh. Hesh will throw it up from three-quarters length. It'll be short. At the end of the first half, at the Civic Center, the Unity Christian Crusaders leading the OK Green Tri-Champion Zeeland West Ducks. It is Unity 27, the Ducks 17. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at the Civic Center, Greg Chandler with you. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime show. Unity Christian in control. They lead Zeeland West by a score of 27-17. The Ducks led only once in the game at 3-2. But since then, it has been all Crusaders, and they have owned the glass in this ball game. Taking a look at the numbers in the first half. First for Unity, they are led by Michael Wilkes, as we might expect. He has 8 points on 3 field goals, 2 free throws in the contest. He also has 4 rebounds. Austin Beikirk also with 8 points. He has a 3-point basket, and he has 4 rebounds as well. Checking the rest of the Unity scoring line, Alex Jolman has a couple baskets for 4 points. Matt Veldheer, a 3-point basket for 3. Nick Veldheer has 1 basket for 2. Ben Brinks has 1 basket for 2. And that's it for the Unity scoring. The Crusaders shooting just 35% in the first half. For the Zeeland West Ducks, Luke Dreyer leads the way, actually, as he has 8 points, 3 baskets, 2 of them 2-pointers, 1 a 3-pointer, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He also has 4 rebounds. Jordan Van Dort has 6 points on 3 field goals. He has 3 rebounds. The rest of the Zeeland West scoring, 2 points for Brent Burrows, 1 basket for him. Zach Popham, 1 free throw. That's it for the Zeeland West Ducks. The Ducks shot just 31% from the field. And more telling, they are 1 of 10 from 3-point territory. As I said earlier, they had the hot hand in one of the earlier meetings against Unity, but the Crusaders have played great perimeter defense, and the Ducks have been stone cold from the perimeter. They need to get it going in the second half if they are going to extend their season into the district final on Friday night. Taking a look at some other games in high school basketball. First of all, in the first game tonight, here at the Civic Center, Holland Christian advanced with a 50-34 victory over the Allendale Falcons. Maroons were in control the entire way. They held Allendale without a field goal for the game's first 10 minutes, and they were in complete control the entire way. It was 21-11 at the half, 42-23 after 3, and they cruised from there in going on to the win. Kyle Steginga led the way for Holland Christian with 18 points. Sam Vanderslice added 10. Jared Dykstra added 8. Couple of other finals to tell you about. A big game in Class B tonight between Godwin Heights and South Christian. Godwin, the number one ranked team in the state, and South Christian also having a terrific season. It came right down to the wire, but it was the top-ranked Wolverines who survived. Godwin beat South by a score of 54-52. Looking at the Class A district at Holland, and that Class A district game between the Dutch and the Jenison Wildcats getting started a little later than they expected. The reason, the first game tonight between Hudsonville and Wyoming went to triple overtime. I didn't get a final score, but I am told the Eagles survived that ball game. So Hudsonville will play the winner of Holland and Jenison on Friday at the Dome. So congratulations to Coach Eric Elliott and the Hudsonville Eagles on surviving an epic over at the Dome tonight and winning it in triple overtime. We'll be back with more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital Halftime Show from the Civic Center after this. Again, 27-17, Unity Christian in the lead. Let's take a two-minute break, Holly Rose. You're listening to high school basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information each and every day. Right on the homepage of the MHSA website. As a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. We did get a final on that Hudsonville-Wyoming game. It was a double overtime contest, not triple overtime. And the Eagles beat Wyoming 89-79. That was at the Dome tonight. So they will play, the Hudsonville will play either Holland or Jenison on Friday night in the Class A final at 7 o'clock. So Hudsonville moves on in that Class A district tournament. Taking a look at the stat sheet there. Many thanks to the folks from Unity Christian for the statistics help here in the first half. Unity did a great job of taking care of the basketball in the first half. Only three turnovers in the first half compared to seven for the Ducks. So if the Crusaders can continue to do that, they're going to be in really, really good shape. And, boy, I mean, you talk about a Scott Soesma coach team. He preaches discipline, 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 and at the end of the day, more discipline. And they have certainly played a very, very good first half against Zeeland West tonight and have been rewarded with this 10-point lead. You've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital Halftime Show. We're just about ready to get the second half underway. The Crusaders in the white uniform, silver numerals, blue trim. The Ducks in the road green with gold numerals and white trim. The winner gets Holland Christian Friday night. Unity will have the basketball to start the second half. Ducks will go right to left across your radio dial. Trent Vector gets the inbounds pass for the Ducks. It's Hesh, Dreyer, Burroughs, Van Dort, and Sharon. Alec Jolman has it for Unity. Outside to Michael Wilkes. Wilkes being guarded by Burroughs. Wilkes drives baseline. Wilkes is double. Has to get rid of it to Jolman. Jolman looks for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Bykirk. Bykirk drives around Dreyer into a double team. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound Hesh. Here come the Ducks. Hesh one on two. Hesh drives, knocks over Wilkes, puts it in, and draws the foul. It will count. Sam Hesh took it right at Michael Wilkes, put it in, and he drew the foul. That was a bang-bang call. I thought that could have gone the other way. Sam with a three-point play opportunity, hits the back of the iron, and hops in the air. It went in, but they're going to say the ball hit the guy wire. It won't count. So the score remains 27-19 Unity. Pressure put out on the backcourt by the Ducks. First time we've seen that tonight. Let's see how the Crusaders handle it. Bykirk has it in the backcourt against Sharon. Bykirk has bumped the ball, taken away. Dreyer's got a steal. Dreyer drives left side. And Dreyer had his shot knocked away by Vector. And the Ducks want a foul. And now Dreyer's going to get called for a foul on Vector. And Luke can't believe it. Dreyer thought he was fouled by Vector. And then came back, didn't get the call, and then he fouled on the way back. I thought Vector bumped him. And Kevin Town has his arms folded on the sideline. Pressure put on by the Ducks. Wilkes having trouble getting it in bounds. Finally does so to Bykirk. Bykirk doubled in the backcourt, gets rid of it, Vector ahead to Wilkes. Wilkes on the left side. Bounce pass left side to Jolman. Oh, what a beautiful job by Unity to beat the press. The diagonal feed from from Wilkes to Joelman, and it's an easy basket. 29-19 Unity. 6:50 to go in the third. Sharon over to Hash. Now Dreyer, right side. Luke puts it on the floor, drives in the paint, scoops underneath, and we got a whistle. Foul's going to be on Michael Wilkes. And that's number three on Michael Wilkes. That could be an interesting development. 6:45 to go in the third, and the leading scorer for Unity has his third foul. First free throw good for Luke Dreyer. That's nine for Luke on the ball game. Scott Sosma makes no move toward his bench. Second free throw, got it. Sosma has confidence in his leader. Pressure put on by the Ducks. 29-21 Unity. 6:40 to go in the third. Wilkes weaves his way through traffic. Burroughs knocks it away, but we're going to get a foul. That will be on Nick Sharon of Zeeland West. Each team with two team fouls, and we haven't even played a minute and a half here in the third. Vector has it, top of the circle, now drives toward his right. Back outside to Wilkes. Wilkes with a 12-footer. Got it! Michael Wilkes, he's got 10. 31-21 Unity Christian. Check that. Hesh has the front court over to Dreyer. Dreyer can't shake Vector. Oh, that was almost a travel by Luke. With it now is Hesh. Now to Dreyer. Dreyer with a 17-footer. Yes! Well, Luke Dreyer's starting to warm up. But he needs some help from the rest of his team. 31-23, Ducks down 8. 5:55 to go in the third. Vector comes front court. Vector over to Beikirk on the left side. Now Beikirk will dribble toward the top and hand off to Alec Joelman. Joelman, entry feed down to Nyholt. Nyholt works on Van Dorn. Shot blocked by Van Dorn, but Jordan fouled him. Good aggressive move by Nyholt there. Took it right at Van Dorn. That's Jordan's first. Trevor Nyholt will shoot two, the 6'5 senior. 5:41 to go in the third. Nyholt's first free throw, swish. That's Trevor's first point of the ball game. Wilkes has 10, Beikirk has 8 for Unity. Dreyer has a dozen, and Van Dort 6 for the Ducks. Nyholt second, the front, the back, and the bottom. Unity by 10, 33-23. Hesh has the front court, drives around Beikirk, scoop underneath, no good. Vector with the rebound, and here comes Trent on the run. Vector fakes the pull-up jumper, gives it up to Beikirk. Beikirk has it knocked away by Dreyer, and Van Dorn has a steal. Here comes Sam Hesh with it for Zeeland West. Hash in the front court, leaves it for Burroughs. Brent will try a deep three, no good off the front. Van Dorn had the rebound, and we get a whistle underneath. I think this is going to go on Nyholt as he was battling Jordan underneath. Nick DeVries will check in for Nyholt to get an extra ball handler in the ball game. And quickly, Ben Brinks gets up off the bench as well for Scott Sotsma. Ducks to inbound, baseline left. Hesh slaps the basketball. Outside to Sharon, not a Hesh left corner. Sam on the dribble, back outside Dreyer. Dreyer drives around, breaks. Baseline jumper from 15. Got it! Another basket for Luke Dreyer. He has 14. But the Ducks can't make a dent in the Unity lead. It's 33-25. Pressure put on, but the Crusaders beat it. Here's Wilkes down the lane, and he is fouled. Wilkes took it down the lane, and Burroughs was right on his back. That's Brent's second. 14 fouls on the Ducks, 3 on Unity. The fouls have picked up here in the second half. Trevor Raby and Zach Papama in for the Ducks. Vector to inbound at the stage end. Slaps the basketball. And we get a whistle, and we're going to get a Unity foul, and who's it on? They call on Michael Wilkes. He just picked up number 4. 4:53 to go in the third, and Michael Wilkes, the leading scorer for Unity,
call for using his elbow, and he just picked up his fourth. Boy, let's see how this affects the momentum in this ball game. And Scott Sosma just shakes his head. Here comes Hesch with it. Wilkes was just trying to clear an opening for himself to get the inbounds, and the official said he used his elbow. Here's a feed down low from Sharon underneath to Popham. Missed it underneath. Raby wrestling for the rebound with Brinks. It's a hell ball. Possession arrow west. It's starting to get intense here. Ducks have the basketball. They're down by eight. And Hesch bounces it off Brinks. Hesch got it back outside to Popham for three. No good. Sharon with the offensive board. Back outside Popham. Zach drives. Gets rid of it to Raby. Trevor Raby on the right side dribbling. Tries to put a move on Jolman. Can't shake him. Raby will leave it for Luke Dreyer. And Dreyer looks for a cutting Hesch. Gets it to Sam on the baseline. Sam drives baseline. Kicks it out and we got a whistle on a blocking foul call on Ben Brinks.
Boy,
we may have a free throw shooting contest before this is over. 15 fouls on Unity, 4 on the Ducks. Here's Sharon, deep 3, left side, yes! Nick Sharon, the senior, his first bucket of the game, and it's a 3. And the Ducks are within 5, 33-28, pressure put on by West. Nick DeVries with it, works one-on-one against Sam Hesch. He'll work it across half court. DeVries. Over to Valdir. To a cutting DeVries. DeVries to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Offensive foul. Trevor Raby slid over and took the charge. That's 3 on Nick DeVries. 16 fouls on Unity. We have 3:46 to go in the third. And the next Crusader foul will put the Ducks in the bonus. Dreyer has it front court. Dribbling left to right. Feeds inside for Raby, but the ball gets away out of bounds. It will stay Ducks basketball. They said it went off Brinks last. And quickly, Biker gets off the bench for the Crusaders. Brinks will check out of the ball game. 3:33 to go in the third. Unity is led by as many as 10, but the Ducks are within 5. And can pull closer on this possession. Here's Dreyer for 3. Yes! Luke Dreyer with a triple from the top. And all of a sudden, it's an 8-0 Ducks run. They pulled within a deuce. 33-31. Here's Vector with it. Tries to penetrate down the lane. Vector over to DeVries. DeVries on the dribble. Over to Joel with the free throw line. Now to Vector. Vector cut off by Pop-em-up. Now a 6-foot shot on the way. No good by Biker. Jolman with rebound. He feeds Vector underneath. Wide open. And Vector's got a layup. That's Trent Vector's first basket of the ball game. And boy, did Unity need that one. Here's Popham underneath. Underneath to Trevor Raby. He puts it in. And he draws the foul. The basket will count. The foul on Alec Jolman. Travis Achterhoff in for Nick Sharon for the Ducks. Trevor Raby, the 6'5 junior, one of the starting tackles on the Ducks football team last fall, has a chance to pull West within one. Free throw on the way. Got it. 35-34 Unity. 2:48 to go in the third. Bringing it up is Vector. Ducks on an 11-2 run. With it now is Veldheer. Over to Bykirk. Back outside to Veldheer. Veldheer on the baseline against Popham. Veldheer back outside to Bykirk. Bykirk drives the right side to the basket. Puts it up. He put it in and he drew the foul on Sam Hesch. And Travon Towns says, what about a travel? Biker took an extra step as he went to the basket. His last dribble was at the free throw line. He'll have a three-point play opportunity. Biker's free throw missed it short. Vector tapped the rebound, but they're going to get Vector for a foul over the back
of Zach Popham. And we're going to take the long walk to the other end. And Scott Soltzma is claiming that Vector was held by Popham. And he may have had a good argument. So Zach Popham, the senior, 6'2", 1-1 opportunity. Free throw on the way, a rainbow, and it's good. That's Zach's first point of the ball game. 37-35 Unity, 2:26 to go in the third. Unity already with 8 fouls in this half, and we still have 2:26 left. Popham hits them both. 37-36, Achterhoff tips the inbounds pass out of bounds, so Unity will keep it. The Ducks' pressure taking its toll on the Crusaders, and Unity playing without their leading scorer and their leader, Michael Wilkes, who has 4 fouls. Vector brings it up court, 1-on-1. Vector to Bikert, foul line jumper, got it! Austin Bikert with a dozen. 39-36 Unity, 2:08 left. Dreyer with it left side. Tries to put a move on Vector. Drives it all. Puts it up. He put it in. It will count. Luke Dreyer took it in the lane, and he put it up and in. And he can tie it with a free throw. Dreyer is putting the Ducks on his back in the third quarter. He has 11 third quarter points. He has a dozen, and we're tied. 39-39, 2:05 left in the third. The Ducks have picked themselves up off the map. They were down 10 at the half. Here's Biker driving along the baseline. Underneath the Vector. Vector puts it up. He missed it. Rebound Dreyer. It is very physical right now. Dreyer with it. Top of the circle. Over to Sam Hash. Hash gets a screen from Raby. Pass underneath. Tipped away. Comes back to Hash. Hash drives the lane. Outside to Popham. Popham to Dreyer. 1:30 to go in the third. Ducks will reset. Kevin Town wants a new play. Sam Hash just holds the basketball. About 30 feet from the basket. And Unity doesn't come out to challenge him. Hash puts it on the floor now. Hash will drive. Spinning to the basket. Left side. Puts it up. No good. Dreyer with the follow. No good. Ravy put back, yes! And the Ducks lead it. 41-39, 1:06 to go in the third. Their first lead since it was 3-2. And Michael Wilkes waits at the scorer's table to check in for Unity. Scott Soltzma cannot wait any longer. We get a whistle and a travel on Austin Bikert. Check that, that's Schulman entering, not Wilkes. I stand corrected. Michael Wilkes went out of the ballgame with 4:53 to go in the third with his fourth foul. And since then, it has been all Ducks. West has the basketball, and they are content to play for one, it looks like. Hash dribbling the basketball just past half court. Unity does not come out to defend. Now DeVries does. Hash on the left side. They do a weave on the outside. Hash still with the basketball. Spins around to Reese. Will take it down the lane to the hole. Puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. They spread the floor. Hash took it down the lane. Drew the foul. That foul on DeVries is his four. So DeVries and Wilkes each with 4 fouls. And Unity already with 10 team fouls. First free throw from Hesh is good. Sam can give the Ducks a 4-point lead with this free throw. On its way, it's through. 43-39, Zeeland West, 20 seconds to go in the third. What a comeback by the Ducks in this third quarter. Here's Vector with it in the front court. Unity will play for one, it looks like. Vector works on Hesh. Will try to penetrate, drive the lane. Can't get the shot away. Over to Joelman. Joelman with 4 left. Puts up a 3. No good. Achterhoff with the rebound. That will do it for the third quarter. And listen to the Zealand West fans. The Ducks put 26 on the board in the third, and they have wiped out a 10-point deficit, and they take a 4-point lead into the fourth quarter, 43-39 over Unity Christian. You're listening to high school basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Fourth quarter action underway in this Class B District semifinal. Zealand West, down by 10 at the half, have now lead it by 4, 43-39. Unity with the basketball. Joelman outside to Biker. Biker drives right side to the basket. Puts it up. No good. He got undercut that time as he drove to the basket. It's going to be on Zach Popema of the Ducks. That's the 16 foul on the Ducks. Unity has 10. They are already in the double bonus. So Unity will shoot, or rather the Ducks will shoot two on every foul the rest of the way. Austin Bikers first free throw short. Jordan Van Dort comes in for Trevor Raby for the Ducks. And boy, Trevor did a great job off the bench in the third. Free throw for Biker. Got that one. That's 13 for him. Michael Wilkes is back in the ballgame for Unity. He has four fouls. 43-40, Zealand West, 7:35 left. Akeroff has it over to Dreyer. Wilkes is on him. Dreyer at the top of the circle. Tries to penetrate. Over to Hesch. And Sam will back it out to Dreyer. Dreyer puts a move on Wilkes. Wilkes can't stop him. Dreyer into the hole. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by DeVries, and Dreyer fouled him. And Luke punches his chest and says, yes, I fouled him. And that's the 17th foul on the Ducks, and Unity will have a 1-1 now. Brent Burrows will come in for Travis Akeroff for the Ducks. Nick DeVries will go to the line with a 1-1, 7:17 to play. Nick with 2 points in the ball game. First free throw, swish. So it's a 2-point ball game. DeVries can make it a 1-point ball game. Free throw on the way by DeVries. In and out, no good. Niall crashes the board, gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. And we are tied again. 43-43. And now it's Unity's fans' turn to cheer. Hesch has it in the front court. Gives it up to Dreyer. Dreyer gets a screen from Burrows. Dreyer top of the circle. Double team. They pass down to Van Dort down low on the screen and roll, and Van Dort was fouled. Van Dort set a screen, then rolled to the basket, got the feed, and he was fouled. Foul on Joelman is second. Van Dort will shoot two. He has 6 points tonight. First free throw for Jordan, short. Trent Vector will come in for Unity, replacing DeVries. Van Dort, the all-time scoring leader in Zealand West history. Free throw on the way. Missed it off the back. Nyholt has the rebound, and Burrows is all over him. Long pass to the front court, and it's over the head of Bikert. Wilkes was trying to create something where there was none. And Scott Solzma has the what-are-you-doing look on your face. 6:45 to go. Unity has scored the first 4 points in this fourth period. We are tied at 43. Hesch has it over to Dreyer, left side, wants Van Dort. Now Luke will drive along the baseline to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound, Vector. Here comes Vector the other way. Vector, pull-up jumper for the free throw line. No good off the back. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Who's it going to belong to? It'll belong to Unity. It went off Van Dort last. Good call. Crusaders will inbound at the stage end. Vector to inbound it for Unity. Gets it in to Trevor Nyholt. Nyholt way outside on the right. Over to Vector, top of the circle. Now to Michael Wilkes. Wilkes gets the screen from Joelman. Can't get the shot away. Here's Biker. A three. No good from the top. Rebound tapped out, but controlled by Zealand West. Hesch has the board. Joelman tried to tip the rebound to a teammate, but ended up in the hands of a green jersey. Here's Dreyer, left side, three ball, no good. Van Dort, the rebound, his shot blocked by Nyholt. Trevor Nyholt with a big block against Van Dort, and back we go the other way. Vector at the top, in the corner to Michael Wilkes, 15-footer, yes! Michael Wilkes puts Unity back in the lead with his first points of the second half. 45-43, Unity on a 6-0 run. Hesh has it. Over to Popma. Zach will try a rainbow three. It goes! That one brought rain, and it rained right in. 46-45, Ducks. 5:18 to play. Here comes Wilkes with it. Over to Bykirk, left side. Bykirk on the dribble, outside to Vector. Vector tries to penetrate. Vector over to Michael Wilkes. Wilkes pull up with a 12-foot jumper. It's good. 47-46. That's what Michael Wilkes brings you if you're Unity. Under 5 minutes to go. Unity by one. Hash in the front court. Leaves up for Brent Burroughs for three. No good for the top. Tip no good. Rebound. Joelman for Unity. Ahead to Wilkes. And Wilkes will walk it slowly into the front court. Unity with the basketball up by one. And Scott Soltzman will take time. It'll be a 30. This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant for homemade soups and muffins. That's Jackie's Place Restaurant, 17th Street at the South Shore Y in Holland. Visit the MHSAA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSAA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSAA.com. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. 4:39 to go in regulation, 47-46, Unity Christian in the lead. The winner will play Holland Christian for the district championship on Friday. And we get a whistle. And Unity wants a technical foul of some type on Zeeland West. There were six green jerseys out there, and quickly one of them, that was Zach Popma, got off the court. And Zach Popma and Scott Soltzman are saying, hey, wait a minute, there were six guys when we tried to inbound, and that's supposed to be a technical. But they're not going to whistle it, I don't believe. Vector got the inbounds. Vector drives, cut off by Nick Sherry. Now to Vries with the top of the circle to a cutting Michael Wilkes. Wilkes, jumper from inside lane, 12-footer, no good. Tip up and in by Bykirk. 15 for Austin Bykirk. Unity 49, Zeeland West 46, 4:15 to play. Hesh to Sharon at the top of the circle, now to Dreyer left side. Luke's had the hot hand. He's been hot hand Luke in the second half. Back outside to Sam Hesh. Hesh on the dribble against Bykirk. Looks for someone to pass to, gets it to Sharon, back to Hesh at the top. Hesh on the right side to Sharon. Now to Burroughs. Burroughs drives to the baseline. Puts the shot up. No good. Burroughs gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. He's fouled. Good second effort by Brent Burroughs, and he draws the foul. That's on Nick DeVries, and I think that's five. Nick DeVries will foul out of the ball game with 3:47 left to go. He will exit with 3 points. And I think the officials just realized that we had a disqualification there because of the foul. So Scott Soltzman's got a minute to get a sub in for DeVries. And knowing the old coach, he's probably going to milk it. But although he gets Trevor Nyholt off the bench. And DeVries gets a round of applause as he leaves the ball game. Brent Burroughs, a 6'2 senior at the line. He has just 2 points in the ball game. He had 23 earlier this year against Unity. Two free throws. First one rattles in. Unity 49, Zeeland West 47. Burroughs with one more. Second one, no good. And Wilkes corrals the rebound. And Wilkes will dribble it up himself. Wilkes gets a screen from Jolman at the top of the circle. Over to Vector. Now Nyholt, left baseline. Works on Trevor Raby. To Jolman. Cross court to Wilkes. Wilkes will drive around Sharon to the basket. Puts the shot up. No good. And Sharon fouled him. Michael Wilkes put a nice move on Nick Sharon, and Sharon fouled him with the wrist. On the wrist. Two fouls on Sharon, and Michael Wilkes will shoot two. With 3:28 to go, trying to give Unity a four-point lead. First free throw hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and bounds away. No good. Van Dort back in for the Ducks, replacing Raby. So Michael Wilkes will have one more. He has 14 tonight, despite his foul trouble. Second one, swish. 50-47 Unity, 3:26 to go. Sam Hash brings it in the front court for the Ducks. Hash, down low to Van Dort. Van Dort shakes free, puts the shot up. Yes, and he's fouled! Van Dort was able to break free from Trevor Nyholt, got the feed, put it in, and he has a chance to tie it. Foul on Jolman is third. And for Jordan Van Dort, that's his first points of the second half. He has eight. He can tie it with this free throw with 3:17 left. Jordan fires. Got it. And we are tied again at 50. And Van Dort checks out. Raby comes in. Ducks will press. The press had some impact in that third quarter. Vector gets the inbounds. He works against Sharon. Vector now doubled in the backcourt by Dreyer, but gets it ahead to Wilkes. Wilkes in the front court. Bumped by Sharon, no whistle. Wilkes to Vector. Vector over to Bykirk, left baseline. Austin puts it on the floor to Wilkes. Wilkes with a 15-footer. It was tipped by Burroughs. And Dreyer got the rebound, and he's fouled by Nyholt. Brent Burroughs blocked the shot by Michael Wilkes, and Luke Dreyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two to try to give Zeeland West the lead with 2:56 to play. Dreyer with 20 points. He had 12 of them in the third quarter. First free throw for Dreyer bounces twice on the back of the rim and bounds away. No good. One more free throw. This is for the lead. Luke's second. It drops in. 51-50 Ducks. 2:50 to play. Wilkes ahead to Vector in the backcourt, and Vector works it across the timeline. Vector looks for a cutter. Vector drives toward the baseline against Sharon. Cut off. Back outside to Jolman. Jolman, 17-footer. No good off the front. Tip, no good. And we get a whistle and a foul. Trevor Nyholt is fouled by Brent Burroughs as they were going for the basketball. And Nyholt will have a 1-1 with 2:38 left. That's 19 fouls on the Ducks. So every foul the rest of the way will be a two-shot opportunity. Burroughs picks up his third. Van Dort in for Raby for the Ducks. Nyholt with 4 points in the ballgame. He's 2 of 2 from the line. First free throw. Rattles in and out. No good. Hesch with the rebound. So the Ducks maintain their lead. 2.5 left. It's 51-50 Ducks. And Sam Hesch dribbling right in front of Kevin Town. Daring the Unity defense to come out on him. Bykirk comes out ever so slowly. Hesch maintains his dribble. Backs out. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by the Ducks. 2:15 to go. And this timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's a 30-second timeout. Jackie's Place Restaurant for homemade soups and muffins. 17th Street at the South Shore Y in Holland. 2:15 left to go. 51-50. Zeeland West is in the lead. Both teams are in the double bonus, so every foul the rest of the way will be a two-shot foul. The possession arrow favors the Ducks. And we haven't had that many timeouts called in the contest. I suspect we'll have a few more before this one is over. Dreyer with 21 to lead the Ducks. Wilkes and Bykirk each with 15 for Unity. In for the Ducks right now, it's Dreyer, Hesch, Sharon, Van Dorn, and Burroughs, all seniors. Long inbounds comes to Hesch as Bykirk contested the inbounds. Hesch over to Dreyer. Dreyer matched up against Vector left side. Now to Nick Sharon, over to Brent Burroughs, right foul line extended. They do a little weave on the outside, and now Hesch gets the ball, and he says, they run an alley-oop underneath to Van Dorn. Van Dorn shot blocked by Nyholt. Nyholt out of bounds. What a play by Nyholt. They ran a feed over the top to Van Dorn, but Nyholt able to recover for the block. Ducks to inbound it. Hesch gets it to Van Dorn. Van Dorn leaves it outside for Dreyer. Dreyer puts a move on Biker. Drives it all right side. Puts it up. No good. Bykirk has the rebound. 1:45 left. Unity can take the lead here. Vector in the front court. Vector cut off, double teamed. As a pass outside to Nyholt. Van Dorn almost took it away. Vector has it now coming out toward the top. Vector on the dribble. Over to Bykirk. Now to Joelman, top of the circle. 1:25 to go. Feed inside for Bykirk. Knocked away. Dreyer with a steal. Luke Dreyer knocked it away from Bykirk, and he took it away. Ducks with the ball up by one. 1:13 left. Hesch holds the ball just past half court. Bykirk comes out to challenge. Hesch drives. Dishes to Van Dorn. Van Dorn left side. Yes! That's 11 for Van Dorn. 53-50 Ducks. 55 seconds left. Wilkes with the left side. Wilkes guarded by Sharon. Over to Vector for three. He got it. We're tied. Trent Vector with a three with 50 seconds left. We're tied at 53. The Ducks may play for one here. 35 seconds left. Hesch has it. Bykirk comes out to challenge, and Kevin Town will take a timeout. 30 seconds exactly left. Trent Vector, the junior guard, with a three-point basket with 50 seconds left, tying the score at 53. Well, we've been back and forth in this second half. Unity led by 10 at the half. The Ducks grabbed a four-point lead at the end of three, and we've gone back and forth this final period. And who knows, we might have some bonus basketball ahead to decide this one. Luke Dreyer with 21 points, Jordan Van Dorn 11 for the Ducks of Zeeland West. Michael Wilkes and Austin Bykirk with 15 each for the Crusaders. And Wilkes has played the entire fourth quarter with four fouls. The winner will play Holland Christian Friday night at 7 o'clock here at the Civic Center for the district championship. Luke Dreyer to inbound right in front of Kevin Town. 30 seconds to go in regulation. The inbounds comes to Sam Hesch. Ducks will play for one, it looks like. Hesch across the timeline. Hesch being guarded by Bykirk. It's a man-to-man defense. The Ducks spread the floor. Hesch hands it off to Dreyer. Down to 15. Dreyer on the dribble. And Kevin Town will take another timeout. 13 seconds left to go in regulation. Still tied at 53. Schools across the state are promoting their athletic and non-athletic activities through the MHSA School Broadcast Program. Students are getting experience in video production, and schools are using the program to better communicate with their communities through the MHSAA.tv website. For more information about the School Broadcast Program, visit MHSAA.tv. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Holland Christian beat Allendale earlier tonight, 50-34. And we're 13 seconds away from deciding this one. Or maybe not. Ducks have the possession. They also have the alternating possession should we have a held ball. Unity breaks the huddle. It's Wilkes, Joelman, Bikert, Nyholt, and Vector. For the Ducks, it's Hash, Dreyer, Burroughs, Van Dorn, and Sharon. Dreyer to inbound it. Long inbounds to Hash. Hash will come into the front court. Under 10 seconds left. Hash picked up by Bikert. Down to 6. Down to 5. Hash down the lane. To the hole. Scoop shot. Yes! With 2 seconds left! Unity calls time! Sam Hash took it down the lane! Sam, I am! And the Ducks lead it 55-53! Hesh took it right at Trevor Nyholt, the 6'5 forward, and put it in. His 6th point of the ball game. And maybe the biggest basket of his career. There's 2 seconds on the scoreboard clock. I don't know how many tenths of a second there is. But Unity will get one last shot, but they're going to have to go the length of the court. And Scott Stoes would draw up a play right now. I got to think it's either going to go to Wilkes or Bikert. Well, the Zeeland West Ducks were down by 10 at the half. They came back, took the lead, and now Kevin Town, I believe. Wait a minute. Nope, we're not going to get a second timeout here. Unity will inbound it. Dakota Vandegooch will inbound it. Wilkes is down on the baseline, and Kevin Town will take a full timeout. He wanted to see what Unity's offensive set was going to look like. So now the Ducks will draw up a defensive play. Matt Vell here will come in. He had a 3 earlier in the ball game, and I'm sure that's why he's in. To try to win it for Unity. 2 seconds remaining. 55-53, Zeeland West. On the dramatic basket by Sam Hesh, driving the lane and putting it in. And the Quack Pack making a lot of noise off to my left. The Ducks break out of the huddle. It's Burroughs, Sharon, Hesh, Van Dorn, and Dreyer. Unity comes out with Vandegooch, Veld here, Vector, Wilkes, and Bikert. Wilkes is just past half court. Luke Dreyer's got the defensive assignment on him. Brent Burroughs will guard the inbound against Dakota Vandegooch. And now Scott Soltzma. Boy, we got quite a chess match here. Soltzma takes a timeout, sets up a play. Kevin Towns sees the offense, calls timeout, sets up his defense. Scott Soltzma sees the defense, calls. It's your move. This is the first. I don't think I ever recall 3 timeouts back to back to back like this. So at some point, we are going to conclude this ball game. Sometime before midnight. You're listening to High School Tournament Action on WYVN Saugatuck Holland, the Lake Shores 92.7 The Van. Holly Rose is our producer. Greg Chandler here. The Ducks trying to hang on to advance to play Holland Christian in a matchup of OK Green Tri-Champions on Friday. But Unity has one last shot. Vandegooch to inbound it. Vandegooch looks for someone. He wants Wilkes. Vandegooch airmails it. He throws it away. He threw it into the Unity student section. So the Ducks will get it on their offensive end with 2 seconds left, and Unity's going to have to foul. Hesh to inbound it. He may try to airmail it all the way into the backcourt. Hesh gets it into Van Dort. Jordan holds the ball, and we get a foul. With 0.7 seconds left, and Scott Soltzman wants more time put on the clock. Richard Nagelkirk, the timekeeper, the official comes over. Jordan Van Dort will shoot two. The 6'6 senior, who will play football at Western Michigan next year. And it looks like they are going to reset the time. Vector was called on the personal. That's his third. 1 second exactly on the clock. Van Dort will shoot two. If he makes both, it's over. If he makes one, Unity can still tie with a miracle three. Looks like 1.3 maybe. 1.3 seconds. I stand corrected. So Van Dort will shoot two. None of the Ducks are in the lane. They are all back. Van Dort with 11 points. Flips the ball in his hands. He fires. Missed it. It's and Van Dort, I think Van Dort thought it was a 1-1. That shot missed badly to the left. So now Van Dort has one more free throw. And Scott Soltzma, I think, wants a timeout. Van Dort with one more free throw. Jordan crouches. Fires. Missed it. Wilkes with the rebound and hold everything. Scott Soltzma asked for it. He's going to get the timeout called. The Ducks are saying the game's over, but Soltzma had asked the official for a timeout if they got the rebound. And now the question is, how much time is there left? There's all zeros on the clock. But there is still time left for Unity. How much time? Looks like they're going to put 0.7 seconds back up again. 0.7 seconds left. Unity will have one last shot. 55-53, Zeeland West. It's going to have to be a catch-and-shoot situation. Vandegooch will inbound. He'll have to get it over the outstretched arms of Brent Burroughs. They're going to want, I'm sure they want Wilkes, or maybe even Veld here. Vandegooch to inbound it. Vandegooch, long pass. It's intercepted by Luke Dreyer. Ball game. Luke Dreyer skied in the air like a defensive back and intercepted the inbounds right in front of the Unity student section. And the Ducks will play Holland Christian Friday night in the Class B district championship game. Sam Hesh with the winning basket with 2 seconds remaining, lifting Zeeland West to a 55-53 victory over Hudsonville Unity Christian. We'll send it back to the studio for one final break and come back with the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC. Or check that, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to High School Basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. And this is what March Magic is all about. Intense, high-octane basketball, and it went right down to the wire tonight as the Zeeland West Ducks defeat Hudsonville Unity Christian 55-53. to advance to the district championship on Friday night at the Civic Center against Holland Christian. This is the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. And boy, what a game this was. It was 11-6 Unity after one quarter. And the Crusaders looked like they were in control of this one. They played very well in the first half, committed just three turnovers, and they led it 27-17 at the halftime break. But then in the third quarter, the momentum started to switch, and a couple of things happened. One of them, the Ducks went to a full-court press and started creating some turnovers, and another key in the ballgame, Michael Wilkes, Hudsonville Unity Christian's leading scorer, went to the bench with his fourth personal foul on an offensive foul with 4:53 to go in the third. And it was at that point that the Ducks caught fire. And Luke Dreyer led the way. He scored 12 third-quarter points. The Ducks outscored Unity 26-12 in the period and took a 43-39 lead. But then Unity came right back in the fourth quarter. Michael Wilkes returned. He started a 7-0 run, and Unity regained the lead. And it went back and forth the rest of the way. It was 51-50 Ducks, then 53-50 Ducks. Then with 50 seconds to play, Trent Vector, the junior guard, hit a three-pointer for Unity to tie things up at 53-53. Zealand West came down. They decided to play for one shot. They took a couple of timeouts in the process. And in the end, Sam Hesch, the senior point guard, Hesch took it right down the lane, took it right at Trevor Nyholt, and put it in the basket with 2 seconds to go. That made it 55-53. Unity tried to get an inbounds. They turned it over on the inbounds. They threw it away. Zealand West had a chance to ice it, but Jordan Van Dort missed two free throws. So Unity had one last chance. Dakota Vandegoots tried to hit Michael Wilkes in the front court, but Luke Dreyer, who was the star tonight for the Ducks, skied high to intercept the pass to preserve the two-point win. So the Ducks advance with the victory tonight. Taking a look at the scoring in the contest, we're looking to see if we can get a final stat sheet. The Unity Christian people were doing a great job with the stats in the first half, and I think they're just doing some final tallying up right now. 50-34, the final in the first game, with Holland Christian knocking off Allendale. And as soon as we get the sheet off the printer there that the Unity guys have in front of me here, three-man crew. And, boy, what a finish to that ball game. One of the earlier games tonight had Godwin Heights knocking off South Christian in a thriller, 54-52. Holland playing Jenison right now in the Class A district at the Dome. We do not have a score to report for you on that, but that game is airing right now on 1450 WHTC with Gary Stevens on the play-by-play. Wouldn't work for you. Okay. I guess they're having some technical difficulties. We'll go over the scoring in the contest for you. First, for the Unity Christian Crusaders, who put up such a tremendous fight tonight. Michael Wilkes and Austin Bykirk led the way with 15 points each. And again, Wilkes on the bench for nearly 5 minutes in the third quarter with four personal fouls. And that had to have been a factor in this ball game. Austin Bykirk, who will be back for Unity next year. And I'll tell you something, he's a pretty special player himself. He had 15 points as well. Alex Jolman added six. Trent Vector had five, including the game-tying three with 50 seconds left. Nick DeVries had three. Matt Veldheer had three. Trevor Nyholt had four. And Ben Brinks had two, adding up to a final total of 53 points. For the Zealand West Ducks, they were led tonight by Luke Dreyer, the 6'2 senior. Dreyer, who's fueled that third quarter comeback, had 12 points in the third. He finished with 21 for the game. Jordan Van Dort had 11 points. And Jordan just got some big hugs and high fives as he came out of the locker room. And somebody tried to jump on Jordan's back, which Jordan's got some pretty bogged shoulders that tipping the scale close to 300 pounds. Sam Hesch had 6 points tonight, but none bigger than his drive to the hole with 2 seconds to play and the winning basket. Trevor Raby had 5 big points off the bench. Zach Popma had 5. Nick Sharon had 3. Brent Burroughs had 3. And that's it. Casey Brink saw some action, did not score for the Ducks. Well, the Zeeland West faithful and most of the Unity faithful as well, they haven't gone home yet. And, boy, what a good night of basketball we have had. Keep it tuned to 92.7 The Van and WHTC for the complete roundup of tonight's high school tournament results. Looking ahead to Friday night, we will have Hope College basketball on both of our family of stations. On 1450 WHTC, we will have the Hope women as the Flying Dutch, unbeaten and ranked number one in Division III, take on the Warriors of Wisconsin Lutheran in a rematch of a game played earlier this year that went to overtime before the Flying Dutch survived. Our broadcast coverage on WHTC begins at 5:40 on Friday. I'll be there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on the campus of Carthage College for the play-by-play. Meanwhile, on 92.7 The Band, the Flying Dutchman will take on Penn State Barron in a first-round NCAA men's game. Our broadcast coverage begins at 7:10 with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheVan.com. Many folks to thank tonight for our doubleheader here on The Van. Thanks to Dave Engbers, the athletic director at Holland Christian High School, for hosting a couple of really great games tonight. Holly Rose, doing double duty tonight. Fabulous job tonight, Holly. And as always, we thank our advertisers for supporting our high school basketball and football broadcast all season long. That's going to do it here for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final scores tonight in the first game, Holland Christian 50 and Allendale 34. The second game, the Ducks of Zeeland West 55, Hudsonville Unity Christian 53.